I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. For 4 years, Milwaukee journalist Georgia Pabst and media producer Ralph Pabst worked to document the Latino community's impact in Wisconsin. Narrated by voices in the Latino community, the film Latino Wisconsin looks at five different regions of impact, from farm workers to future entrepreneurs. What comes through in the film is that while overcoming poverty, education barriers, and immigration and civil rights challenges, the Latino community in Wisconsin has and will continue to contribute to the economic livelihood and growth of the state. Georgia Pabst spoke with me about the film, and it begins with the impact of immigrant Mexican labor in Wisconsin's most iconic industry, dairy.
Dairy is the signature industry of Wisconsin. We're the dairy state. And the dairy state would collapse, according to farmers in the dairy industry, were it not for immigrant labor, Mexican immigrant labor.
It is not some obscure industry in this state. It is one that strikes at the very identity of Wisconsin. Like, we have dairy land, you know, dairy on our license plates.
Exactly. And, you know, we everybody eats cheese and ice cream and curds and all that. Some people think, well, that's been written about a lot. And it has. But we've also been surprised that a lot of people said, I didn't know that. And I don't know why people don't know that, but we wanted to tell them that. And we thought that was important to start with that, just because it's Wisconsin, it's dairy, and the impact of immigrant Mexican labor is so key to that industry.
Georgia, another interesting topic that struck me in the film is the position of Latinos in Milwaukee. I am a transplant to the city, and what struck me learning about the history of activism in this city is that the accomplishments or the achievements of the Latino population in this city was not just a natural progression of things. It was not an automatic result of population growth, but the advancement and the progress, either through worker rights or bilingual education, was a direct result of activism, agitation, and struggle. I'd really like to have you speak a little bit more about that.
Sure. What a lot of people may not realize is that Latinos first came to Milwaukee in the 20s as strike breakers. They were recruited by the tanneries when there was a strike. So initially, Latinos were invited here. I mean, I remember when I first came to town, I interviewed a man, one of the first workers who had come in the 20s, and he was now an elderly man. He remembers when he lived on the south side in a rooming house, if he saw whites coming down the street, he had to cross the street. The Mexicans were not welcomed initially. And so it was a struggle. In the 60s and 70s, a lot of the workers came from Texas, where the Chicano movement was very alive. So they came here and they looked around and they said, excuse me, we need to do something about this. So they started organizing. And Jesus Salas and Chacon and a lot of those people recognized that there were issues that needed to be addressed, treatment from police, in the schools, in terms of employment. It was a struggle. So it isn't something that's new, although whenever it comes up, it seems as though it's new. People go, what do they want, you know? But it's always there. It's just that it keeps resurfacing in different tactics. But the struggle has always been there. And so Latinos have progressed, not just because they just happened to. There has been, for many years, a concerted effort to move the community forward. That's part of the history.
That's Georgia Pabst, freelance writer and now filmmaker. You can find the documentary film Latino Wisconsin that Georgia co-produced with producer Ralph Pabst at www.latinowifilms.com. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.